going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.
Knipple, Uzan now with 35 seconds left. Sharp, the jumper, he's got it! Floated upstairs, knocked away, claimed by Sharp. Wilson goes back, he fires. No good, slammed down, it's Tucker. Tie game. It's good. Makes his move, flag, back in, flag, short. Long one, James, knocked away, Knipple, back outside, Proctor tosses it up, it's no good! The dream remains alive for the Houston Cougars!
This is the ZabeCast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good, buckle up and let's go!
Here we go! Center, send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Now right there, Andy Pollin, are two crackerjack calls of pretty big sporting events over the weekend. First, Duke's collapse as called by the great Ian Eagle with Grant Hill and Bill Raftery. And then our own friend and former colleague, Joe Beninati, for the Capitals calling the great one's record finally falling to one Alex Ovechkin. How you doing on this Monday? You are looking live, Andy, at Naples, Florida. Ever been?
No, I have not.
Yeah, on vacation, a little spring break, half a week vacation with the family. It is so pricey down here. Even the Zabins, a family of means whose father works many, many jobs to provide, could only afford half a week. I'm just kidding. We actually had to go back home. My daughter's got some stuff and whatnot. But have you done much Florida? I'm trying to think. Like,
yeah.
You saw the Rangers here when you were in Texas working?
Yeah, the Pompano Beach, which was actually the home of the Senators before they moved to Texas.
Ah.
So they would be the Rangers in Pompano Beach.
All right. Well, I'm down here on vacation and, of course, putting out a pod because I should not be on vacation today. Not after the Final Four. not after the collapse by Duke, not after the record-breaking goal by Ovechkin in New York, because there's too much to talk about, but thank you for picking up the phone tonight. Let's start with the Duke collapse. Am I wrong in that? Well, it's not your son who's the Duke fan. He's a Maryland fan, right?
No, he's an Indiana fan. He went to Indiana.
Okay, so he was never, but wasn't he kind of a Maryland fan growing up?
Oh, yeah. No, in our house, when they were good, like in 2001 and 2002, there was so much tension that the four of us had to watch on separate TVs.
That's so great. And he never rooted for Duke?
No, I don't think so. No.
Did he hate Duke?
He didn't hate Duke, but when he was young, like, you know, prior to like 11 or 12, when you think you're going to be a great athlete,
right?
He used to talk about playing for Coach K.
Oh, really? Yes. I didn't need a slow Jewish point guard. I have yes. plenty of those. I could swing a dead cat and hit five of them.
Well, one of them's coaching his team right now.
Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be a forever bruise and scar that doesn't fully go away, because they led by 14 with 8 minutes left. They led by 9 with 2:06 left. They led by 6 with 34 seconds left, by 3 with 25, and by 1 with 19 seconds left, and they lost. In addition, Andy, did you know that they are the first team in tournament history to lose a tournament game in which they led in the following categories? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Higher field goal percentage, ding. More free throw attempts, ding. More assists, ding. And fewer turnovers, ding. And what did them in was they couldn't get a fucking inbound, and they missed the front end of a 1-on-1 with a guy who should have never been dribbling the ball. The wrong guy had the ball as a 68% shooter with the game on the line, and did not give it up to Cooper Flagg, who was shooting 20 percentage points better than he was at the line.
It was a game where they were out-duked. They used to do that to other people, and it happened to them, and it's one of the big choke jobs. But I'll say this. In order to have a choke job, you got to be in a position to choke. And they did, and they made it a lot of different NCAA tournaments. And if the shot against Butler doesn't rim out, you know, maybe that's one of the all-time.
Wow. Collapses. Look at Andy taking a generous view of this epic collapse for what should be a hated former rival, not in your league anymore. I'm a little bit surprised by this.
Well, I mean, I do remember the greatest comeback ever in the tournament, which Duke was up down 22 and they won.
Yeah.
But
who's that against, Andy?
It was against Duke. Yeah.
No, who did Duke come back against? I forgot, Andy.
You know it was Maryland. Yes.
I had to pry it out of you like that.
Well, that was a tough one.
Twist your finger. Is that a forever bruise on your Maryland basketball heart?
Well, look at that. And how about the game the year before, where they were up 10 with 54 seconds to go, and they lost in overtime to Duke.
Yeah, yeah. Tyrese Proctor was the 68% shooter who had the ball in the open court, 22 seconds left, 1-point lead. You got Cooper Flagg wide open, doesn't give it up to their best player. He goes to the line for the classic 1-and-1, which I do love the fact that that played a factor, because it, to me, remains one of the great white-knuckle rides in basketball, and it's been almost all but legislated out of the sport because you have to do it with fouls 7, 8, or 9 on your tally. And those come and go quickly, and then there's no 1-on-1s.
Right. Well, look, one of the greatest, if not the greatest upset in the history of the tournament was NC State beating Houston at a time where you wouldn't go into the bonus, and all Guy Lewis was happening with his team was getting fouled, and they were choking at the free throw line on a 1-on-1 every time.
Okay, speaking of that, so I have my buddy Houston Scotty on this text thread, and he was saying how pissed off he was that Houston fans had to endure the replay of that NC State, accidental alley-oop to Lorenzo Charles for 40 years. And he even made a mention of, and they're showing it when they're doing the Jimmy V cancer tribute.
Of course. That's Jimmy V's claim to fame.
I simply responded, okay, Shirey, pro-cancer, noted.
Yeah, right.
I mean, how can you complain about them? Look, if you don't want to be on the wrong side of sports history, then don't choke or don't have history, you know, conspire against you. When it goes for you, then the glorious highlight gets played over and over and over again. Yeah. It's a
that
two-sided
damn
coin.
Ruzzioni. What was the Ruzzioni doing? I hate to see that every year. Hey,
just imagine, was it Tretiak in net for the Russians?
Yeah.
Poor Tretiak.
No, yanked.
Right. He was their ace goalie, and it was Alexander Mishkin. Alexander Mishkin. How funny I remember that name. We'll get to our Russian, our glorious Russian, good old Alex Ovechkin in just a second. But back to the Final Four. So Duke chokes it away. There was a foul call late that put Houston to the line. Hold on a sec. Oh, there we go. Put Houston at the line, and it was a questionable over-the-back call. I think in my world, I'd rather have that be a play on, but I understand why the referee made the call. Some people think it was a terrible call. What did you think?
I thought it was a bad call, but it didn't cost Duke the game. I didn't think so.
You didn't think it cost them the game?
No.
Meaning because they had other opportunities, including the ball with the last shot, and Cooper Flagg couldn't get off a clean shot, got tipped, and therefore they lost. That's why.
Well, how about not blowing a 14-point lead?
There's that as well. There's that as well. Yeah, it's so hard. I watched that play over and over, and I'm like, well, he doesn't really foul Roberts, but he does sort of pin his arm for a brief second. Is that pin enough to call a foul on Flag? Or was it that, you know, Roberts was fouling him by wrapping his arm around his waist and by backing him up forcefully? Is that a foul? It's just too many things going on with a game under 30 seconds to blow that whistle, in my opinion, unless there's a murder. But I'm of the opinion, Andy, that you shouldn't call a play the same in the first minute as the last minute. And yet I work with some people who swear if it's a foul in the first minute, it's a foul in the last minute. Do you believe in that?
I believe in it, but do I believe it happens? No.
Okay, so you want the calls to be the same in the final minute as they are in the first minute.
Yeah, but human nature doesn't really allow it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get with that, Andy. I think there ought to be a leeway towards a lighter touch with the whistle in the end of the game.
Well, then you got players who know that, and they can take advantage of it in a point where they wouldn't have been able to earlier in the game.
Right. So, nothing, you know, you got all these things. You dribble it off your leg. You can't inbound the ball. Proctor didn't give it up to a better free throw shooter. I mean, a million chances to win the game. And if you're going to bitch about the referees, then you've got loser mentality. I would agree with that.
Right.
Okay. So that said, I can't remember the last time I saw somebody missed five footers. It was a shooting horror show, if you ask me, for the Final Four.
Well, yes, it's a combination of that, but also really good defensive teams. All four of them are good defensive teams.
Right. But the one thing that I just sort of internalized was, okay, these guys, they're really good basketball players. Many will be in the NBA. Many will not be in the NBA. But the overall quality of the shooting in college is so much worse than the NBA. Not just shooting from deep. I'm talking mid-range shots and even short shots and or bunnies or layups.
Because they don't practice them anymore. The game is all about the three-point shot, which doesn't make it as good a game as I remember growing up. And I've been watching this Celtics series that Bill Simmons did for HBO. And you see the way the game was played in those days. You work for the high percentage shot. You pass the ball around. Nah, now it's all kick it out, try and shoot the three. If you hit 30%, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah. And how is that documentary series? I hear some people ripping it like nobody wants to hear about the Celtics or fanboy Bill Simmons gushing about it.
I find it's good. I think it's a little bit too much Bill Simmons talking to his dad.
Right.
You know? But And this is why you get a 9-part series. 9 hours, I think, is a little much.
That is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the way documentaries are done now. And so I like some of the history that they wove into it, you know, like the racial issues in Boston and things that were going on at the time of the 60s. But there's a lot of Bill interviewing his dad, and I could do with a lot of that.
In the other semi, Florida comes back to beat Auburn and send Bruce Pearl and company packing. Walter Clayton Jr., back-to-back 30-plus point games for Florida. First guy to do that in the Elite Eight and then the Final Four back-to-back. This tweet from Stephen A. Smith, Andy, who I believe has compensated pretty well to know sports and talk about sports and comment on sports.
$20 million a year.
And if I'm not mistaken, Stephen A.'s wheelhouse, his expertise, is basketball, right?
NBA.
NBA basketball. Okay. He tweeted, Stephen A. Smith, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you did not know, this brother from Gators MBK, that would be men's basketball, his name is Walter Clayton Jr., and he is something special. Oh, I didn't know this, Stephen A. I had not been, what? He is? This brother is the real, why does he keep calling him a brother? This, they're not, he's not related, Stephen A. Smith, is he, to Walter Clayton Jr.?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay. This brother is the real deal. Okay, I'm listening. This is the first I've heard of this, Stephen A. No kidding. Reminds me of at Detroit Pistons big-time guard Wade Cunningham. Wade Cunningham. I know a Cade Cunningham who played at Oklahoma State. He's on the pit. Could that be the same guy, Andy? What a fucking embarrassment.
Well, the last line could be blamed on Siri, the misspelling of the name. But the pointing out to the rest of us that there was a really good player on Florida, yeah, it didn't take watching much of that game to realize that.
And that he is a brother. Even though not a biological brother, why does he have to play the brother thing?
Actually, I have heard him on occasion refer to a white player as a brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
On occasion. I don't know. But it's not,
so let's see. A needless tweet about a player everyone knows is good. A unnecessary racial subtone of this brother. This brother's the real deal. And then the wrong name of an NBA player, which I guess if you're going to blame Siri, good luck on that. Maybe proofread your tweet. Maybe have somebody tweet for you.
Maybe he does.
I don't know. I don't know how. And now, by the way, there's more on whether or not LeBron was at the funeral for Kobe Bryant, the memorial service. Have you been keeping up on this? Because Stephen A. said he wasn't. Then somebody quickly referenced this, this, and this, proving he was there, even though there's no video of LeBron there. And then Stephen A. apologized for that. And now Pablo Torre has said he does not believe that LeBron was there.
Well,
none of this matters to you.
Pablo has a show called Pablo Torre Finds Out.
Right.
So maybe he'll find out if, in fact, he was there.
I think that's what he did there. So, all right, we got the championship game tonight. Who do you like? Florida, Houston. Florida is a slight favorite, I believe.
I can't root against Houston because they know how to win. And Florida is great, and they're deep, and maybe they wear them down. But Houston is a gang of men. They don't quit. They don't wilt. Yeah. And until I see them do it, I can't bet against them.
And even though it was a Saturday night and I'm on vacation, I had a hard time staying awake. That game ended late.
Too.
Game ended damn near midnight, needlessly near midnight. Any thoughts on that?
Yes. Well, that's me, but nobody else seems to care that I'm an old man and I go to sleep early. But
well,
yes,
I'm not as old as you, and I normally shame old guys like you for complaining about the late start times, but holy fuck. Ending at nearly midnight, even on a Saturday, I mean, not everyone sleeps in Sunday. They get up, they go to church, they've got things to do, they got to work sometimes, they got a round of golf to go to, pickleball. It just doesn't need to be fucking midnight.
I agree, but this is what they switched to, and the ratings were tremendous. 15 million people, highest they had since 2017.
Yeah, ratings are good. Meanwhile, on the women's side, ratings not good, but UConn back on top. First title for Gina Auriemma since 2016. The poor UConn Huskies women's program had to go nine long years before cutting down the nets again. Paige Beckers, your star player for UConn. The only thing is, it did not translate into eyeballs like Caitlin Clark did last year.
Yeah, there wasn't that. But women's sports in general have really bumped up in the last year or two. And there was some complaining. Apparently, this game was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
Jamel Hill tweeted, "Can someone explain to me why the women's national championship game is on at 3 p.m. today and not in prime time?"
Mm-hmm. Well, you might explain to Jamel that most of us from September to February spend every Sunday at 3 o'clock watching a sporting event on television. So I don't think it's such a bad thing to schedule a championship game at that time.
Not just a sporting event, but the NFL puts its best product, its most prime fillet of meat in that window on Sunday afternoons. And you say you should tell Jamel Hill, we don't speak. She also conveniently neglected that the exact same time was the tip time last year. So in other words, the same game last year, I believe the number was, it went from 14 million viewers last year, UConn versus Caitlin Clark and Iowa, to 4 million this year. A staggering drop off.
Do they already have the number for the championship game?
No, this was the semi. I don't know what the championship number will be.
No, the championship last year was 18 million, and the men drew 9.
Okay.
Caitlin Clark packed them in at 3 o'clock.
Okay, well, the number that I have is from the semifinal. There is a huge drop-off from, like, 14 million to 4 million for the semi. I don't know what the afternoon Sunday number will be. The game was dog shit. Dawn Staley was throwing tantrums, Andy, on the sideline as the coach.
After a while, it looked like she just gave up and sat down and watched.
Yes. I mean, that's a bad look. Look, Dawn Staley has accomplished a lot there, but it's a bad look when you suddenly don't have the most talented team and you lose your shit because your team is getting rocked in the championship.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, I don't follow women's basketball that closely, but I know this, that Paige Beckers was supposed to be the real deal before Caitlin Clark. She's had a bunch of knee injuries, and then they recruited, after her first year, AZ Fudd. And the two of them were supposed to be the dynamic duo that would win a bunch of championships.
Right.
Well, they wound up with one, and I guess Paige is going to the WNBA, and Fudd's sticking around for another year. But that sort of didn't live up to its promise because of injury.
Yeah. By the way, Flau J. Johnson for LSU is coming back for another year. And this All-American from Notre Dame, whose name I've forgotten, is entering the portal. Yeah. They are likely to make upwards of $1 to $1.5 million next year. And you know what the average salary and the highest salary, I should say, that's allowable under WNBA bylaws is?
A couple hundred.
Ha! Lower.
Really? I thought it was a couple hundred for a veteran player. Maybe
keep guessing.
It's slower.
Keep guessing.
74.
Yeah. 74. So you've got players that can dodging the pro league to milk more money out of college. What a time we're living in, Andy.
Unless it's a shoe deal, and from what I understand,
this is NIL.
I know, but Caitlin could have had another year at Iowa. She decided to come out
because
she
had shoe money. Right.
Right.
I don't think Flau J. Johnson has shoe money.
Okay, must be.
But I may be wrong. But yeah, it's a crazy time we're living in. Here's the thing about why Paige Beckers did not translate like Caitlin Clark. There was no hook. There was nothing special. She is a telegenic, prototypical, white, good female basketball player. Caitlin Clark was special because of her long-range shooting, that she was the reason she lifted a non-super team to the brink of a championship. That had great appeal because everyone knew it was her and just a bunch of gals who were happy she was on the team, right? And then the third thing is just that, you know, she is Midwest, your all-American Midwest gal. That has a marketing angle to it built in.
It did, but also she really emerged in her loss to what's Julian Reese's sister's first
Angel
name?
Angel Reese. Yeah, when Angel Reese clowned her with the "You Can't See Me" gesture, which, by the way, Caitlin Clark started in one of the earlier games, so, you know, turnaround's fair play. That did elevate both women for sure.
Right, and then it got ridiculous when Jill Biden wanted to have both teams come to the White House. So there was a lot of, you know, outside of sports swirl around her, which there really isn't about Paige Beckers.
Yeah. One more thing on college basketball. So are you happy with Buzz Williams?
Not really, but
what?
It's something.
This was the best hire you guys could have gotten. You're not happy? Who'd you want?
For the moment it is, but look at his history. His history is 6 years. And, you know, 6 years would be twice as long as Kevin Willard. But, you know, you kind of get spoiled by the Gary Williams deal and Lefty Driesell before him.
Okay, so you didn't have anyone that you particularly wanted.
No, I mean, I think Dwayne Simpkins can develop into that guy, or Tony Skin, one of those two mid-major guys. But at this point, the Band-Aid they needed was Buzz Williams. So I don't have a problem that they hired him. I don't think he's going to be there that long, though.
Right. So I guess Willard's going to take a couple of guys with him, which you knew he would. I heard Jacoby Gillespie, your guard, who's going to be a senior, is going to Tennessee for something like $2.5 million.
I saw that too. Yeah. I don't know.
$2.5 million. He's a 14 point per game guy, which is nice. It's 150th plus in college basketball.
Here's nothing special. The salary cap is supposed to come in once this judge's decision comes down.
Right.
On the distribution.
On the house settlement, the $2.8 billion that the NCAA is going to pay out over 10 years.
Exactly. But what they can do now is sign these deals before that kicks in. Kind of like contracts that are grandfathered in. Remember when Ted Leonsis was bragging to us that he'd signed Jaromir Jagr to this big contract before the lockout was coming and big contracts would be grandfathered in? You know, and Jaromir turned out to be a bust for him.
Right. But
that is. You won't see this next year, I don't think.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Meanwhile, there's a number of NBA players that are actually filing for a piece of this money. Jared Vanderbilt, this is a story from Front Office Sports, written by Alex Schieffer, and he says that Vanderbilt is one of a number of NBA players who are actively telling their fellow NBA rookies and second-year guys, hey, check your email. You might be able to file for a piece of this settlement. Vanderbilt just signed a fully guaranteed four-year, $48 million extension. Per game, he earns about $146,000 per game. And the house settlement figure isn't likely to amount to much more than that. And it's not going to be paid out over 10 years. But Vanderbilt said, look, it takes 2 minutes to do it, he tells Front Office Sports. And that's a lot of money. I don't care how much money you make, that's still a lot of money, especially when all you have to do is fill out a little form. I feel like I earned that money as well.
I agree. I would do the same thing.
I don't disrespect that. I just don't want to hear about Jared Vanderbilt being broke someday, you know?
He's not saying that. No, no.
I'm saying I don't want to hear that he's broke someday.
Well, guys who go to the effort to do that kind of thing don't usually wind up broke.
Generally speaking, they don't, yes.
It's the ones that go, oh, I got so much money, I don't know what to do with it.
There was a great article that I sent to my radio co-host, my guy Brian Butch, because he famously talked about he wouldn't pay for fireworks in the neighborhood, that there was a bunch of guys that would, you know, where he has this house on a lake and 4th of July, they'd come around and be like, oh, we're getting a bunch of fireworks. Are you in for, you know, 20, 40, 50 bucks? I ain't paying for fireworks. And they're like, well, you're going to watch them, aren't you, from your boat dock? And he's like, yeah, but you're the one shooting them off. So I always use that as a, oh, isn't this funny? Well, the New York Times has a whole article titled MLB Players Who Won't Even Pay to Read This Article, quote, you stay rich by being cheap. And it talks about just how cheap some Major League Baseball players are, where they draw the line. Like, yeah. Zach Greinke said, I'm not, when Chipotle 10 years ago raised the price of their guacamole side from $1.50 to $2.70, he's like, I'm out. And he supposedly has stood by that.
I admire that. These are people after my own heart.
I know. Everyone's got a line. All right, let's get to the Ovechkin thing. Wow, wow, wow. It was very cool watching both the game where he tied it and then, of course, the record breaker today on Sunday in Long Island. What can you say to add some dimension to this incredible record? This is the biggest fish that's been hauled out of the sports waters as a record. This is the biggest fish that's been hauled out in a while. Would you agree?
I think the last one was bizarre, too, because it was Barry Bonds breaking Hank Aaron's record with Bud Selig watching in his hands in his pants.
right, you know, because he was a known shithead that nobody liked, and we know that he cheated.
Right, and there was no and Hank Aaron, I don't think, was there. He was still alive. He may have
sent a video tribute, if I recall, and people called it like a hostage video. Wasn't exactly. LeBron breaking the NBA scoring record?
Yes, and Kareem was there for that.
Okay. I don't remember much of that, and I think it's just because I have no taste for LeBron. I don't care for him.
Well, they did pretty much a similar thing. They stopped the game. They had a little ceremony. You know, Kareem presented him with a ball. But that's a number that nobody knows. Like, people now, at least hockey people know, 895 is the goal record for career.
Right.
And the fact that he broke Gretzky's record – and Kareem is among the greatest who ever played. Is he the undisputed number one of all time in basketball? I don't think so. Whereas Gretzky is the all-time number one, the undisputed greatest player.
At some point along the way, there is not the expectation that he would summit Mount Gretzky, that Ovechkin would eventually break down, would be playing on his second or third team at that point, and just chasing the record only and not being very much of an effective player. And yet he does it with the same team, the Caps, in a great pop-up season where they didn't have super high expectations, but they have a really good team with a mix of veterans and young guys. And he does it, you know, in a quality season with 40 or more goals. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. And think about how he came up. He was reckless on the ice and a little bit reckless off it. He was known for driving his car too fast and didn't necessarily keep himself in shape all the time. And in the last 10 years, it's been amazing. You know, like the year before they won the Stanley Cup, which was 2017, it was like, okay, they went as far as they could with this guy, get what you can for him and trade and rebuild. And he goes on to lead them to the Stanley Cup. And now, what, 7 years later, he's broken a record that few thought would ever be broken.
Yeah, he did it this year with a broken left fibula that kept him out 16 games. That's another thing that's amazing. This is one of his first big injuries of his career that would keep him out for multiple games. And the blog, which I think is still blogging, even though nobody reads blogs anymore, called RMNB, Russian Machine Never Break, was due to a line by Ovechkin, I believe, or one of his teammates about the durability of the Great Eight.
Yeah.
Russian machine never break. You also pointed out on your Twitter feed that he did not take the captain's C, even though he was the number one pick, widely known to be this guy's going to be amazing, because he didn't speak good enough English. And I do recall him insisting on being roomed with English-speaking teammates for the first season as a Capital.
I think that's been impressive. Also, the way he's embraced the city. You know, he started showing up at Redskin games right away.
Yes.
He also conducted the greatest celebration of a championship I've ever seen. He and his teammates toting the Stanley Cup around Washington to various places, jumping in the fountain to celebrate.
Those boys were drunk for literally a week.
It was
literally a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was the key figure in all that. So I really admire him. And I mean, you look at all these other stars. Tom Brady won another Super Bowl with Tampa. Gretzky played for four teams. LeBron has played for multiple teams. Kareem played for two teams. You know, this is a guy who did it all in one place. Amazing. Yeah.
And I'm going to tell my Milwaukee peeps when I get back on the air Wednesday, or actually Thursday, that basically, Ovechkin is DC's Giannis Antetokounmpo. If Giannis can stay a buck to the very end, then he will be as revered as Ovi is. He already is, but there's this nagging feeling that the whole league and the commissioner and all the media wants him out of there.
There's that, and also hockey doesn't have what basketball has in the two jewel franchises. You know, like you're either a Celtic or a Laker. And hockey really isn't like that.
Who would be the jewel franchises?
Montreal.
The Canadiens and the Bruins? The Canadiens and the Blackhawks?
Detroit, Canadiens,
and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Penguins a bit more new money with Lemieux and then, Lemieux more and Sidney Crosby now, but yeah. So I posted two photos. One was Ovi actually came in studio and did an interview with me and Scott. And
I remember
we got to take a photo with him, and he looked a lot different. I looked a lot skinnier. Scott had more hair. It was pretty funny to post
That's another image of that as he's breaking the record and takes his helmet off, he's got a full head of gray hair and two young kids. Yeah, there's never been any kind of controversy with him. Never any question as to whether he was going to stay with the team. And look, we both had our issues with Ted Leonsis, but what he did in giving him that 13-year contract, that was a stroke of brilliance.
Yeah, and he was underpaid essentially because, you know, Ted got out ahead of it. He paid for him early, paid up front. He paid the buy it now price, and it was worth it. Last thing on this. So Gretzky, 894 goals in 1,487 games. Ovechkin, 895 in the exact same 1,487. That's some voodoo shit right there, isn't it? How is that possible?
Well, it's possible because it takes you a lot of games to accumulate.
But how is it that it's so close? It's what I can't believe.
It is. It's one of those quirky little things that goes along with a record like that.
All right, last thing tonight, the Pittsburgh Pirates are getting a load of shit because they removed the tribute logo and name of Roberto Clemente and his number 21 from a padded rectangle down the right field line, and they instead replaced it with a crass commercial ad for a seltzer drink. And boy, you would think that they had dug Roberto Clemente's grave up and dumped it out into the parking lot at PNC Park. The statement of Roberto Clemente Jr. and his family: I was shocked to learn that yesterday the Clemente 21 sign, a tribute to my father, had been removed and replaced by an advertisement. The change was made without any communication or consultation with our family. The first reply from the Pittsburgh Pirates was, hey, we've got this, Roberto Clemente, like this 20-foot wall outside the stadium. We've got that Clemente. We've got this other Clemente. We replaced the ad that we put the ad there because the Clemente logo was a placeholder for when we couldn't sell that space. I am on the team side on this. They have now since caved, and they're going to put the logo back up there. And I think it's bullshit. They should say to people, hey, what do you think? We don't fucking love Roberto Clemente? We're trying to make money here. You know, we're a poverty franchise. We're going to have to pay Paul Skeens at some point. You want him to stick around? Don't worry. We got plenty of Clemente throughout the fucking stadium. Well, sorry.
Some of the people who are outraged about this, I think, are reacting to a headline and thinking it's related to all the DEI policies that are going on with this administration. So I think that has a lot to do with it. That's a bad look at this time.
Okay, but do you think that the team should have apologized and put that back up there?
Well, I think the team should have gone to the Clemente family before they did it and said, look, this is what we're doing and why we're doing it. To have it just pop up like that,
okay,
I don't think was the right way to handle it.
Okay, why can't the family just go, you know what? I figured that was prime real estate, so it's not like the franchise doesn't respect and honor and love our father. Like, why can't it ever just be I understand it. Why does it have to be a big deal?
Would have taken a lot of time to contact the family to tell
them
what they're
doing. They don't owe him shit.
Well, you can look at it this way, but
they don't. They literally don't owe him anything.
No, they don't. But it's a player who was a great player who died tragically doing a great thing, trying to deliver supplies to Nicaragua in a plane crash. And, you know, there are certain things that go
well
along with
documented,
that emotional.
Well documented, thoroughly honored in multiple ways.
I think it's not the team's fault.
They haven't had a good, I mean, look, you know, Willie Stargell and the Pittsburgh Pirates with Leland, great teams. Barry Bonds when he was pre-steroidal. They've had other great players. They can't consult every former player on, hey, is it okay if we do this?
This isn't every former player. This is Roberto Clemente.
Okay, so he's special.
He is.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
All right, so how many instances of Roberto Clemente's number and logo need to be up in the stadium at any given time? 5? 11?
Just one. But if you're going to take down one of them, I think you owe it to the family to tell them. That's
what if
it.
They moved it somewhere else? You know what they would have complained about the family? Look, you can barely see it over here.
Even if they moved it,
I guarantee it.
All they had to do was just tell them what they were going to do.
And guess
what they did?
And guess what the family would have said? They would have said, we don't like that. Don't do that.
Okay. Well, you're assuming something that you haven't attempted to do. And I don't think that's fair to the family.
So what's the family going to do? Put out a press release saying, hey, they're moving the logo of my father. But it's okay because I understand they still honor him outside. They still honor him here.
It would have to be a press release. They would do it and the family would be okay with it. And if they're not, then it creates something. But the way you just do it and then somebody has to realize it, it's not a good way to do business.
I don't know why they need sign off on the family.
Well, it's great. It's an iconic player who's got an incredible life story that should be told.
All right, Andy. The Masters begins this week, and Clement weather, though, on Monday is closing the practice round for all the patrons who eagerly were going to storm through the gates on the very first day and the very first hour possible. That is a gut punch for somebody that might have won the magic lottery to get even a practice round ticket and had spent thousands of dollars on hotels, airfare, and more to go down there. But hey, the weather is the weather. Meanwhile, Jack Nicklaus on Thursday is going to be part of that, you know, trio to kick off the tournament, and he recently went viral for looking at a putt and then making it, just like, yeah, it's no big deal. Poor Jack.
Cool.
I said to you, I go, this is sad. Look at how badly he's moving around. Look at how thick he looks. I mean, this is going to hit hard. Now, of course, you had to then clap me saying, oh, I didn't know you were a spry chicken still. And I'm not, but I don't want to see, I don't want to see Nicklaus, though, looking the way he looks.
Okay, but also, remember this. When he won the Masters in 86, he wasn't Skinny Jack anymore.
I know he wasn't.
He had a belly. And so that was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so he's got a little heavier since then. He still can hit a golf ball. He still sounds like Jack.
I know, but he can barely walk around anymore. It's just sad for me. I guess this guy hung the moon for me, Andy, as a golf nerd. Jack Nicklaus was it, baby.
One of the greatest thrills of my career was you and I talking to him in an interview that went, what, half an hour? I mean, that was great. But, you know, people get older.
It was great. That was fun. I'm glad we got some good photos from that as well. I'll remember it forever. Andy, you've been too generous with your time. Sorry to keep you up late. Sorry for the technical issues. As always, my friend, stay frosty, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dave. Take care. See
you. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high, so high.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.